Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The Department of Education is currently conducting a large-scale survey among the parents of national school kids, asking them three questions: their preference on single-sex or mixed schools, their preference on education through Irish, and their preferences on religious patronage. And even though the other two issues are very important, the religious aspect is bound to attract the most attention. Even though some divestment has taken place, the vast majority of national schools in the state are still Catholic run. And there seems to be no clear policy even of what to do with kids of other religions or from those from families who do not wish to take part in the religious instruction. Aoife Cassidy is Communications Officer at Education Equality. Good afternoon, Aoife.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Could we start with the survey, and could you describe it, and do you think it's necessary at this stage?
Okay, Sean. So the survey is a parental survey that was launched last week by the Department of Education to much fanfare. They're describing it as the largest ever parental survey conducted. And the idea is that they want to get parents' views on three different issues. One is the issue of religious patronage in schools. The other is Irish language education versus English language education. And then the third issue is co-educational schools versus single-sex schools. So I suppose the issue that is a hot topic for me and my colleagues in education equality is the religious patronage of schools and the issue of children being compelled to sit through faith formation classes in the overwhelming majority of Irish primary schools. Is a survey a good idea? It certainly sounds like a good idea. It certainly suggests that the Department of Education is listening and wants to engage and understands that there's a dire need for reform. But I think for the children in classrooms across Ireland, including my own, it's not going to do a whole lot for them. It's not going to result in any change. They are still, you know, regardless of how many schools divest ultimately, and that is apparently the Department of Education's plan, you're still going to have the issue of non-Catholic or non-religious or other faith children sitting in a religious-run school classroom listening to religious faith formation and sitting quietly while their classmates undergo preparation for religious sacraments and so on.
So would it be your contention then that divestment isn't necessarily, whilst you might welcome it, isn't necessarily the solution to this, and that there needs to be some sort of arrangement put in place for kids who don't want to take part in the religious instruction in religious schools?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. So it would be our contention that religious faith formation should be moved to a class outside the school day on an opt-in basis, just like ballet or martial arts or football or chess or whatever it might be. Ireland's demographics have changed so much over the last number of years. It was recognised going back to the 90s that reform was needed in Irish schools, that we are an outlier internationally in terms of the religious dominance in our schools, that change was needed. And so even if the government managed to divest, let's say, 400 schools, which was what they set out to do in the 2020 programme for government, even if they do that, you're still going to have hundreds, perhaps thousands, we don't know yet, of students who aren't Catholic or aren't religious or are of a minority faith sitting in a classroom quietly while in breach of their constitutional human rights. So children have a right under the Constitution, and it's a clear, unambiguous right to attend a state-funded school without attending religious instruction. And that right is not being respected or upheld in schools across Ireland.
And the experience that you've had with your kids, Aoife, what what did they have to do when it was the religious portion of the day happened?
So there, I have two still in our local Catholic primary school, and they sit quietly in the classroom while their classmates are praying or doing faith formation. And just bear in mind, it's about 30 minutes every day. So that doesn't include the prayers at the start and at the end of the day, and sometimes prayers before meal. But, you know, generally they sit there. Now, when in their younger years, they maybe did a colouring sheet. They might have done a little workbook that I sent in, but they are absorbing everything. So my children came home and junior infants, one announced he didn't believe in dinosaurs because his teacher had said that God made the world. another said that he had put his hand up when the teacher had said God made the world. And he said, I said it was the Big Bang Theory. And the teacher had said, well, go home and discuss that with your parents. You know, if there's no bad-mindedness on the part of the school, I know that teachers are doing their best, you know, but at the end of the day, children like opted out, like my children, they're a forgotten cohort, you know, they're sort of neglected, they're othered. It's just assumed that most people will be happy to just go along with this, or if they're not, they won't kick up a big fuss. And, you know, I've had years of this. This is going on since 2016 in our case. You know, our eldest child started school in 2016. And over the last 9 years, I've seen no material change in how things have gone. You know, there are no guidelines and no structures in place for children, despite the minister saying recently that there are. You know, there simply aren't. And also, I think it's really important to remember that it's not a victimless crime. I think a lot of people think, oh, this is harmless. It's only a few prayers. Like, what harm is it? But, you know, it's not just children who sit absorbing all of this. It's also teachers who have to teach this. So, like, the primary teaching in Ireland is a closed shop, you know, because unless you're Catholic or you're willing to pretend to be, you can't get a job in 90%, almost 90% of primary schools. So teachers require a certificate in religious studies, which qualifies them to evangelise children into the Catholic faith. And they have to have this. They have to produce this piece of paper, this qualification, in order to even get an interview. You know, in a Catholic school. So, you know, is that something that we want going forward? Is that something that, it closes off the profession to anyone who isn't Catholic or isn't willing to pretend to be. And increasingly, like, we're not. If you look at the marriage statistics, you know, non-religious marriages now far outnumber Catholic marriages. We know that a recent survey conducted by the INTO just this year showed that the majority of teachers don't teach religion willingly in schools. Only 4% of them believe they should be preparing children for the sacraments. And half of them don't believe in a personal God. So, like, what on earth is going on, you know? Like, and once you see it, you know, I think once you have a flick through the Grow and Love curriculum, once you understand it, once you see it, you can't unsee it, you know? I can remember going back to when our eldest started school in November 2016. He came home with a piece of homework. So at that stage, he wasn't opted out. We'd had a few concerns. We looked at the book and thought, oh, not sure about this. But we weren't really clear on how much of it they were doing at school. And then he came home with a piece of homework that was to draw a picture of someone you know who has died. He was 4 years of age at the time. And it just really struck me that he was being introduced to something as profound as death at the age of four in school, before his thoughts on that had even been shaped by his parents. You know, like, lucky for him, he didn't know anyone who's died. His grandparents were alive and they still are, thankfully. But I don't think it should be up to teachers to have to teach that to very young children, you know. And some of the lessons are quite traumatic for children around the crucifixion. And they are from junior infants onwards. You know, they're very early in the school year. You know, and even if you've opted your child out, even if you say, I don't want my children learning this stuff, they will still hear it. They'll sit in the classroom and they will absorb all of it and they'll bring it home and talk to you about it. And, you know, I think that a lot of people just don't realise that there's a certain amount of apathy maybe, but there's also maybe some ignorance. People don't necessarily understand the depth of the kind of dogmatic doctrine that's actually taught in schools, you know. And then I think maybe there are people who perhaps know about it, but are a little embarrassed about it and just don't want to rock the boat, don't want to be awkward about it. And then there are people who maybe don't like organisations like us holding up a mirror to them, maybe like accusing them of hypocrisy, which we're not, by the way. It's far easier to go along with this in school than it is to opt out. It's really difficult and awkward to opt out. Schools make it really hard for parents. You've got to put a request in writing. You've got to arrange a meeting with the principal. You tend to have a yearly meeting with the teacher to discuss it too, because, you know, your wishes tend to, as I said, like the issues around Lent and all kinds of stuff, they just go over teachers' heads and they just assume that you don't mind, you know. So schools do make it really difficult for parents. So I would perfectly understand why a parent might just go along with this, you know.
Yeah, and imagine a lot of parents wouldn't want their child to be in that othered position and so are kind of more inclined to go along with it and then just say to themselves, sure, I went through it, it didn't do me any harm kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's not, as I said, it's not a victimless crime. Like, there are children and there are increasing numbers of children in this position. Like, you know, that's perhaps okay for a parent who has sort of a loose relationship with Catholicism, maybe considers themselves like a bit Catholic or culturally Catholic or lapsed Catholic. But for a parent who is Jewish or Muslim or Hindu, you know, it's a different story. Or someone who is strongly humanist, say, who doesn't, you know, who strongly believes that they don't want their children taught this. You know, you don't have that luxury of sort of saying, oh, sure, look, it's grand, it's harmless. And you also then have to think about the teacher perspective. Like, I would like my children to be able to grow up and become primary school teachers if that's what they want to do. But I know that, you know, if things continue the way they are, that's not going to be a profession that's open to them, because I know that they would not be able to stand up in front of a classroom and show them a video of Jesus walking on water or talk to them about how God made the world when they know that that's not how it happened, you know? And like, they don't even properly learn how life was created on earth. Like, we ended up having to go out and buy books. Like, I bought a book called The Story of Life by Catherine Barr, who works in the Natural History Museum in London. And she's written this amazing picture book for very young children about the origins of life on earth, you know, how we started with tiny cells millions of years ago. They don't really learn that in school, to be honest, you know. So there are gaps in the curriculum because of this, because these things don't line up with Catholic teaching, you know.
Yeah. The INTO, do they have a position on this other than having carried out that survey?
Oh, so the INTO, there are lots of teachers who feel very strongly about it, as, you know, is obvious from the findings of the survey, and they have an equality committee in the INTO. And there was a motion passed at Congress earlier this year around the issue, and they are supposed to be campaigning on it. But they're, from our perspective, they're not doing enough on this issue, you know?
Indeed. But at the very least, if they publish the results of this survey, and if, say, an overwhelming majority of people want to have, as you want to have, these kind of opt-out options and would prefer to see mostly non-denominational schools anyway, that's surely going to put pressure on the department to do something more decisive about it.
Well, like, you'd have to think so, but how much is enough? Like, how many people is enough, you know? Mm. And like, shouldn't every child be able to go to their local school? Like, I'm stubborn about it, you know? Like, I live in Dublin. I could drive. We don't have an educate together near us, but I could drive them to one, you know?
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have to do that. Like, they play sport. They have their friends locally. They went to preschool with these kids. They should be able to go to the local school that they can walk to and not feel alienated or indoctrinated or othered or excluded. It should just be somewhere where, you know, your local school should just be your local school where all kids can go. And then those who want to do chess after school or who want to do their religious faith formation after school should be able to do that. You know, like, to me, it's more respectful to religion to do it that way, because then you have the people doing it who really want to be there. Mm. And you have the teachers leading them in it who really want to teach them, who have a committed faith and who want to do that, you know. And I dare say there are probably a lot of Catholics with strong faiths out there who would agree with us on that, you know, that it's their faith is undermined by having a lot of people turn up on the day for the sacraments and then not show up again until confirmation a few years later.
Aoife, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Aoife Cassidy is Communications Officer at Education Equality. Aoife, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sean. It was lovely to speak to you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.